The Ministry of Tourism launches program to train persons in the industry in conversational Russian and Spanish. We focus on that, and since we are already on languages, we'll look at our very own patois in our No Jamaica feature. I'm Camilla Guthrie inviting you to stay with me.
Let's get together now. Let brother hold you.
If you want your passport the next day, or in 3 days' time, come to Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency. Ika is your answer for speedy passport services. 3 day or next day service in emergency.
Passport expire.
Ika.
But you need to travel.
Ika.
Don't change your plan.
Ika.
We will lend a hand.
Ika. If you want your passport the next day, or in 3 days' time, come to Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency.
Ika.
Language is the currency of trade and communication. Without it, we'd have serious issues expressing ourselves to one another. For example, if I were to approach the majority of Jamaicans and say, Здравствуйте, доброе утро, they'd be like, huh? However, if I spoke to a Russian or a Jamaican who speaks the language, they'd know that Здравствуйте, доброе утро means hello, good morning. This shows that it's not only the use of language that's important, but the interpretation and understanding of it. And as Jamaica seeks to tap into new tourist markets such as Russia, Latin America, and Europe, it becomes increasingly necessary that industry players familiarize themselves with the languages spoken by these nationals so as to enhance their travel experience once they arrive on the island. Out of this understanding came the language skills training program for tourism workers.
It will entail cultural sensitivity sessions in order to expose workers to the way of life of visitors from non-English speaking countries, primarily Russia, Spain, South American countries, thereby enabling them to better cater to the needs of the target markets.
Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil. The Language Skills Training Program is an initiative of the Tourism Ministry being facilitated through the Tourism Product Development Company, TPD Co. The $3 million program is being paid for by the Tourism Enhancement Fund and will benefit 300 industry players, including immigration and customs officers, taxi operators, and craft vendors, among others.
This program targets frontline tourism workers and seeks to equip them with basic language skills to enable them to effectively engage visitors in brief conversation at points of entry to the island and other customer contact areas.
Classes for the program are being held in the resort areas of Negril, Ocherias, and Montego Bay. The program will run for 3 months, with participants receiving 2 2-hour classes each week. The November and December sessions focus on the Russian language, and industry players in Negril got their first lesson on Thursday, November 28. The teaching team, led by Ministry of Education language specialist Martha Corbett Ball, will head over to Montego Bay, Wednesday, December 4, for their first session. At the end of the lesson, participants should know basic Russian and be able to say more than the regular hola in Spanish to full sentences such as buenos dias, bienvenidos a Jamaica, que tengas un buen viaje, which when translated simply means good day, welcome to Jamaica, have a great trip. In our No Jamaica feature, we embrace our own language, patois. Patois is a unique way of speaking here in Jamaica. Developed in the 17th century from English and West African influences, this remarkable speech is now an official part of the Jamaican culture. It is a colorful lingo with vivid imagery, wit, and irony, and is our way of communicating feelings that sometimes cannot be otherwise expressed. And while we teach Russian and Spanish to our local industry players, may they never forget to pass on a word or two in patois to the visitors to our island home, Jamaica.
In peace and understanding.
And with that, we say the sweet danya, adios, goodbye. I'm Camilla Guthrie, one love.
Let's get together now, let brotherhood unite us, like the words we teach our children.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.